From the 1800s onwards, Vietnam has been part of the French, was part of the French Empire. French, British, Germans to some extent, Belgians, very, very helpful people. We tended to go around the world conquering countries that didn't want us and ran them for ourselves. That's our contribution to society. Vietnam was part of what the French called French Indochina, which was rather nice of them to name an entire section of the world after themselves. Vietnam was actually an empire long before the French came. The Vietnamese have got a very, very strong sense of their nationality and a national pride, and didn't take too well to being run by the French, especially since the French police who ran these colonies were extraordinarily cruel. Well, you can understand then their delight when the French got defeated by the Germans during the Second World War, and their disappointment when the Japanese decided to take the opportunity to come in and take over, the Japanese being Germany's ally. During this period of time, a group called the Viet Minh, so it's M-I-N-H, the Viet Minh, run by a guy called Ho Chi Minh, they fought to kick out the imperialists. They fought to kick out the French, and then they fought to kick out the Japanese. And then when the Japanese lost the Second World War and the French tried to take the country over again, the Viet Minh went back to fighting the French. The Americans actually backed the French in this, in the French Indochina War. The Americans actually backed the French because even though the French really had no right to be there, they considered it better to have France in control of Vietnam than to have the Vietnamese in charge of Vietnam, because the Vietnamese might be communist. The Vietnamese might go with Ho Chi Minh. They might go with the Viet Minh. Now, the very, very good reason to suspect that if the French got kicked out, the Viet Minh were not going to ask anybody's permission. They had a large army. They had the only Vietnamese army. They were going to take over. So in some sense, the Americans were right. In another sense, you get the picture that there are no clear good guys and bad guys in this. The Viet Minh were a very ruthless army, a very efficient army, extraordinarily brave. But at the end of the day, they believed in dictatorship. The Americans were propping up a dictatorship of their own, so there are no clear good guys here. That's the first thing to get clear about Vietnam. Don't look for good guys or bad guys. By 1954, the technologically superior, the highly civilized and very intelligent white armies of France were completely defeated by the Vietnamese armies. Ho Chi Minh's armies really made fool out of the West, made fools out of the Western armies when in the Battle of Dien Bien Phu, when French paratroopers were completely overrun by the Viet Minh. And so in 1954, there was an international peace conference, and the French agreed to leave Vietnam. And the deal that people came to was this. They would found a line on the map called the 17th parallel. And you look at that line on the map. Above that was going to be North Vietnam, and below that was going to be South Vietnam. North Vietnam was going to be communist. South Vietnam was going to be capitalist. The North was run by Ho Chi Minh. The South was run by a chap called Diem. And the idea was that after a period of time, there would be elections. And the people of Vietnam could vote to decide what form of government they would want and who they wanted to run the country. And at that stage, both countries would be reunited into one Vietnam. The difficulty was that Diem was making quite a bit of money being president of South Vietnam, and Ho Chi Minh didn't like anybody telling communists what to do. So they decided that the best way to reunite the country would be through war. At least that was Ho Chi Minh's idea. The North Vietnamese planned to retake the country, the entire country, through battle, through war, through fighting. Diem planned to keep them out through fighting. He had no particular desire to take over the North. He was making too much money out of the South. Diem was a Roman Catholic, and Roman Catholics only represented 10% of the population, but they certainly owned over 90% of the wealth under Diem. His family was very corrupt. Probably worse than Diem himself was a guy called Nu, his brother, N-H-U. And Nu was responsible for security in South Vietnam. And so what he did is he cracked down very, very hard on those who opposed him. Now, Vietnam was mainly a Buddhist country. It remains a predominantly Buddhist today. And so Buddhist groups were the groups who tended to oppose Diem and his brother Nu. Nu decided, right, with Diem's approval, what we're going to do is we're going to go in here and we're going to really crack down on this opposition. They told the Americans we're going in to get communists, but what they were really doing was attacking Buddhists. And the repression and the persecution of Buddhists became so bad that the only way that Buddhists could get their message out to the world was to set fire to themselves in the street. And so, you know, there's a very famous picture of a Buddhist monk dousing himself in petrol and setting himself on fire. Now, Nu's wife became known as Madame Nu. She became famous for, instead of coming on television and protesting horror and saying this doesn't represent Vietnam and we're trying to be kind to people, she came out and made jokes about Buddhist monks having barbecues in the street. The American public was beginning to turn against Diem. Now, the difficulty was the American president felt he had to back Diem. Because, well, the American saying always was, he might be a son of a bitch, but at least he's our son of a bitch. That's what they said about a lot of different dictators. And the idea was, well, if you've got a dictator in the north and he's Ho Chi Minh, well, he works for Stalin or Khrushchev or whoever happens to be around at the time. Well, Diem, he's a dictator, but at least he listens to us. So President Kennedy, President Eisenhower before him, but President Kennedy in particular, sent over tens of thousands of military advisors. Now, you can put advisors in inverted commas because basically what these advisors did is they went out with machine guns and shot the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong, or the National Liberation Front, were a communist group. They were basically the child of the Viet Minh. They were the Viet Minh who had moved into the south of Vietnam and were fighting, as they seen it, to free the country from Diem and from American influence. They, as the Americans seen it, they were fighting to introduce communism. It was a bit of both. They were fighting and to get rid of foreigners and to make Vietnam into a communist country. And so American presidents sent over thousands and thousands of advisors to give advice of the kind of advice which would be, I'm going to go out into the jungle and shoot the Viet Cong, or I'm going to fly my plane and drop bombs on Viet Cong plants and bases. Well, this kind of advice went on for quite a while, but when Buddhist monks start burning themselves in the streets, it does begin to look as if you're backing the bad guys. And so President Kennedy pretty much agreed to the assassination of Diem. Now, the South Vietnamese military assassinated him. Now, Kennedy afterwards pretended he was horrified and said this was terrible, but the record's fairly clear here. Kennedy gave his approval for this assassination. A guy called Big Mo came in. Eventually, he'd be replaced by another guy called Thieu. But the big, big problem in South Vietnam is that no one government could get the majority of the people of Vietnam to back them. There was no Vietnamese leader that the South Vietnamese people liked. Whereas the North Vietnamese were pretty much united behind their leader. So the North Vietnamese had a sense of purpose and a sense of direction. And what was giving them this purpose and direction wasn't so much a love of communism as a desire to see their country reunited. And a desire to see their country great again. So the North Vietnamese are united. They've got the Viet Cong, who are the rebels in the south, who are being backed by the North Vietnamese army. North Vietnamese troops would sneak into the south and join the South Vietnamese Viet Cong and help them fight and keep them supplied with guns. So the Viet Cong have a steady supply of troops. And this is the problem that's going to face Lyndon B. Johnson after JFK's assassination. He becomes president, and all of a sudden he has this huge problem. What do I do with Vietnam? How do I win the Vietnam War?